But I think a day will come when I will not be in this world. Many will think that all the books are so heavy. A day will come.
That's why we need to have so many more Vilap Kushmanjali classes, because that day will come. And we don't know
they
when.
They want to take advantage of all this. And they should try to do all this.
Maharaj, can you give me any hints about this Manjari to help me bring her out faster? I know who she is, but I don't know how to.
You know, Manjari and Manjari used to say. But
yeah,
your
we know
heart is not very accepted.
We know names, but that's not much. 10 years ago,
you
I knew.
You pray to Krishna and Srimati Radhika and both Manjari that she should manifest that.
That you
want.
They will
do.
They are so much.
I think you should pray to her too.
Also
on
her clothing?
Nothing
in,
will also, not like
Bairagini
you.
Right. Okay.
Not like you now, like you. Thank you, Bairagini.
She should have circles on her clothing.
Yes.
That is in skirt.
Yes.
All right. Okay. Any other thing?
This will see her.
Hmm.
He will be mad, otherwise he will be locked so much.
This is a real that she
is born. Can you call me Samusa? You call me Samusa? So, what part, 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 part,
part, part, part, part, part, part,
part, part, part, part,
part,
part,
part, part, part, part, part, part, part, why would Krishna be laughing?
How she is looking and doing?
Any other suggestions?
No.
Okay.
All right.
Okay, I'll make it very opulent.
When Yashoda Maiya will see her, he will at once choose her for Krishna. She can ask Yashoda Maiya that do you like to be my son's wife?
My son's wife. She will ask Yashoda Maiya. Oh, do you want to be my son's wife? Oh. She says no.
She will tell no. With his hand. Not by that. No, I don't want.
I don't want to be a Tatar Indian.
I don't what?
Don't want to be a Tatar Indian.
Okay. I want to be, like to be your daughter in law, but not wife of Krishna.
May we ask a few questions? First, for the Vilap Kushmanjali publication, there's one quote by Narottam Das Thakur in his Prajna. Which you quote, but we are not sure we have the correct translation. We are not sure we have the right translation. He says, Sikra Ajya Kari Dena Dasi Heta Aya Sadara Sujaja Susaja Karya Kataha Swaraya. Then will Sri Rupamanjari repeatedly order me about, saying, O maidservants, come here. Quickly arrange for my fancy garments and ornaments. So it sounds like Rupamanjari wants Narottam Das Thakur in his Manjari form to get his own garments, not for Radharani. Is this the correct translation?
Who is that?
This is a translation by my godbrother, but it's from Song 18 in Sri Parthana. No, this is quoted in the Vilapkusmandira. You quote this in the... You quoted, but not the English. So the English translation we got from our godbrother, but it's not clear.
Make it clear.
But is Rupamanjari asking, please arrange for my fancy garments and ornaments? That's what we have.
What he has written?
He's written, when will Rupamanjari repeatedly order me about, saying, O maidservants, come here, quickly arrange for my fancy garments and ornaments.
Really?
But it doesn't sound...
No, here. Yes.
It doesn't sound, that means Rupamanjari is asking her to serve herself. Yeah, when you say it, in your purport to the Velocity Country, you translate it as, she will teach me in various ways how to serve Srimati Radhika. So here she's asking, please serve myself. And you're saying, Rupamanjari will teach me various ways how to serve Srimati Radhika.
This is clear.
Yeah. Is there any more you'd like to say on it?
But here?
Rest
here.
Arrange for Radhika?
Seva Satya, not only arrange fancy garments. No. Informant. Seva Satya means?
Seva Satya Karja.
All kind of. All kind of. Bhakti Abharan. Bhakti Sabra? Very question. All this. This. Ornament. Cloth. So many things. So we have this. Seva Sajja. Karaho. Karaho. You see, last night in Nishan Padija, Krishna and Gopis are sleeping. Krishna and Srimati is sleeping. And hens are crying, coo 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 coo. Rayos are also taken. Kaku birds are taken. They are about to rise, but not rise. So all these sakis waiting for their rise, waiting for their rise. In their hands, every kind of thing, for things, new clothes,
comb, different colors,
kasturi, kumkum, kharpoor, various kinds of ornaments, everything to decorate Radha and Krishna. And they are standing and waiting very eagerly. So he is ordering that he should be ready with all this. I think the time is coming, there will come some rising, and Sri Radhika will tell Krishna, you are neglecting the deity, you have taken the deity from Rome, from Mandir, and kept it, and you have done Archan. Now Archan is finished, but yet the East Devata is outside, and all the flowers and all the things are telling there that we are here. So this will be totally removed and washed. And Devata should go in inside. Then Krishna, oh yes, began to see here and there, and Srimati Radhika and Rupmanjari Sadhi and came entered inside with so many sakis, with all this. That is the joy. Don't use maid servants there. No maid servants. Sakhi, all various pran sakhi, pran kriya sakhi, all pran kriya sakhi, light sakhi. Don't use, this is the platform of this world. No maid servant are there.
Radharani never calls her Kinkari maid servant?
No. No Kinkari, no word like this. Always kriya sakhi. And by name, or Usmanli. Come on. Rupa Goswami will, Rupa Manjari will tell, O Rati Manjari Usmanli. By name or by any affectionate word, but not made servant of this. If they will call them, it will be Rasa Bhasko. May I call you maid servant?
You may.
I can call only that, oh dear daughter. Not as maid servant. This is also not appropriate. They are only sakhi, sahedi. By eyes they will call, no calling words.
And yet Raji Manjari says, Shasyaya Shri Mama Rasosu Satya. So how does that fit?
He is telling in this word. When she started. We don't want to be stuck in this world.
Baba, Raghunuga Bhaja, Can you explain the three stages of Radha Nuga Bhajan?
First is sadhana, Radha Nuga sadhana. And then bhava dasa. Then Sukha Saptapam can be heard. This is bhava dasa. And then it comes Parisiddhi. Parisiddhi, we know this Sarup, Krishna Sarup, Radha Sarup, and even sometimes we
enter it.
Ave.
Become one with it, identify with it.
This is how it goes. You will see. Sometimes in that Sarup, Ave. This is how it goes. How comes then Subha Sakta comes from Nitya Siddha Sarup Sarupalika. From then it comes and touches the heart of any Sakta. Then it is called Bhava Avastha. And then he is doing sadhan, reading, remembering, doing kirtan, hearing, reading books like this. He tries to come in away. That is Guru Goswami's book. Sannama Rupa Chaitadi Kutupsanami Pramena Rasanamani Sundiya Kirtan Bhajet Sadan Ragi Janan Gami Kalam Nayed Asilamati Sundiya. This is Sadhana. This is Sadhana. The Rasanami pastimes written in Srimad Bhagavatam are anywhere here and there. That Nimbasa, Radha Pallavi and all others like so much, but we don't. We don't like to serve her. Krishna beats her. With Satyabhama and Rukmini. Then it is not sadhana. Vijaya sadhana. To remember this law, to pray to Krishna, like Krishna Chakrabarti Sattu, Krishna Dhar Kaviraj Goswami and Rupa and Rupa. Vijaya sadhana. And then often, then he sometimes in Vahya, Antarbhajya,
Sarup Siddhi is an expression of Prem or Bhava? Sarup Siddhi, is that when Prem comes?
No.
Or is that still in Bhava?
Not Prem yet.
So both the Bhava Dasa and Sarup Siddhi are both stages of Bhava.
You can tell, but fruit of bhavakti is sarup siddhi means prem. Now is coming.
Like the march in the line.
Sarup siddhi will come. No a trace of and or a gandha of anath or no. But in bhavavastha there may come so many things, but it does not care, but yet coming in Sarup Siddhi now.
Parasiddhi is the last stage of power. Desires and thinking, but he is coming, pouring. But at that time, when you want to stop it, they will not stop, they will come and come. This is the lakshan, symptom of how. When how will come, automatically. I have no
realization,
but I am telling something. It may be like that. Like if you marry, you will have a son, but no realization. I am telling that. Understand?
But we don't believe that.
You should believe.
Understand,
but not realize. Because I have heard that if you marry, there will be son. This is a fact. So, by hearing, I am telling, accumulating, accumulating, that these conditions, these symptoms will come. You can also tell like this.
Maharaj, in the Lalita Pranam Sutra, Rupa Goswami says that she is the abode of the love of Mother Yasoda. Is this the correct translation? How is that?
This means that she is loving so much. When she will come, Mother Yasoda will take his head and begin to smell, sing like Krishna. She will do actually what thing she does for Krishna. So Vasating Pasupala Rashma. When the abode of Yasodana Prem is in, and this is because Laika is so much antaranga sakti of Rashma. Think it. If Laika is coming, she will know that Radhika is coming. If Lalita is so much glad, she by his appearance, then he will rest in his mind that anywhere Srimati Radhika is so pleased. And if he will see the mouth of glance of Lalita that she is not there, then he will know that Srimati Radhika is coming. Is also feeling separation. Everything is expected. Yes. Aparadika by Apolatya.
In the same verse it says that she teaches all the other sakis the art of friendship. Is that the correct translation, or can you give an explanation? She teaches the other sakis the art of friendship.
To whom?
To the the other sakis?
Those who have learned everything and passed the classes, these classes, they will again come.
What is the
newcomer. And sometimes, if they will do mistake, then they will call. And explanation and things. But you know that in Braja, all are Navina. Navina, you know? Krishna is also Navina. All the Sakis are Navina. They have never seen Krishna, so they are Navina. So they start to learn this always. Also, she teaches Krishna also, Srimati Radhika. So what to tell others?
Just a practical question. Everyone in the Gaudiya Sampradaya shaves their head on Purnima. Is there some special benefit that's achieved by doing it on Purnima? If you do it on another day, you don't get the benefit?
Because if they are shaved, the moonlight will come direct. And it has this full facility of this thing.
Is there another
explanation? You are not that right. Because this should not be luxurious. So sannyasi should be in Bhadravesh once a day in whole in
once a month.
This should not be luxurious. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu used to have house only in Purnima. And for sannyasi it is very rude to do house on Purnima. But all sannyasis, other you see other places, they don't do. They keep this duty. Anyhow, you should not be lucky. You should have by that.
If somebody stays on another day, a few days after Purnima, there's not so much benefit?
That is not how. And you have one day in month. But five should not actually follow our parampara. And there is something sanskrit thing in this. In Purnima, by talking all these things, a special thing comes. This thing comes that we are following our Gurudev. This is not a perilous thing. So, the blessing comes. Our Prabhupada, our Gurudev has done this. Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati has done this. All other, our previous acharyas have done this. Mahaprabhu has done this. So, we try to follow all. If there is any harm, we can harm, but no harm. There are some things that the reason is not known, but from ancient times it is coming. But there is something reason. And for us it is very hard to discover all. In certain days, in certain months, we should not take vengeance. Why? It has seen that if anyone takes the vengeance, that day, so much for
Jansam.
Like, we should do Ekadashi. There are some scientific reasons that our rush, our rope go up high from Ekadashi to Purnima or Ekadashi to Amavasya. And that is why so high breath comes in sea in these days. Why comes? Why comes? Keep some water in pot and keep it in moonlight. When it is in food, will it be go up and down? But why we see in sea? In river we see? Yes, everywhere it is. It's in. But the speech energy, a powerful
microphone
or other things. So these are some reasons that we can ask. Why Krishna name is so effective? Why? All anatta will go away. And Krishna Prem will come and all anatta. Why? Lust is bad thing, no? But by remembering the lust between gopis and Krishna, lust goes away. Why? So we should check this symptom, that when we are reading any book and lust is increasing, then there is some hole in this, some bad thing in this. And this is in my heart. So this should be given up. Then, by reading that, actual love, affection will come. Otherwise, lust will go. So many Babaji, and all others, ordinary sadhus, also go down by this. But he has soul. He is so sadhus and has so sadhya. There is a vishwas. By doing so, surely it will come down. And Krishna prays. That is the prayer. Why come? It will come. Krishna is Paramachetan Sarva Shaktina. And name is same and Harikatha is same. What Krishna can do? His name and his Harikatha pastimes will be the same. So by checking name and by remembering these things, automatically, all these things will be done what Krishna does. Understand? So we don't see all these things. We see the almightiness of Krishna. When we chant, when we remember. When we practice by our mouth, by indriya, then lust will come. But when we will start by remembering, by hearing, having the mood of serving, then it will go. You can take this picture. Any lust comes? Will not come. But any ordinary person, they will do. And certainly, by lust they will do. They will think all these things, inwardly things and this. But you are thinking Krishna and gopis, and then by our heart, you are taking and keeping them. We will see, we'll go down to his daughter's feet, her daughter's feet. But if any having left person, they will see, and they will see, and they will see, and all these bad things will come. So it depends on the mood, and depends on Krishna. Seeing and watching, that oh, Krishna is coming so softly. No? Seeing, oh, Krishna is coming. And he will tell Swarup Manjari by eyes. No? He was asking for a long time that Krishna should come, but he was not coming. At once, suddenly he saw. He heard anything, and oh, there in Kunjit he is coming like this, and he is looking in that manner, that way. He has a very black snake, lady snake. And if Krishna will come near us, he will what? He will take that snake and it will live on Krishna. Understand? What I told you?
Krishna will be come and trap.
No. From beginning what I got said.
And she has a black lady
snake,
which is her brain, which is so attractive and moving.
When Krishna will come, what she will do? She at once takes that lady snake and throw it upon Krishna. And that she spray the poison in Krishna's heart. And it will never come down. So it is being ready.
Is her braid in the right way to be a braid in the right
it's
way?
Like this? Go on doing.
Somebody said that you told a story of Vishnu's Chakrabarti or somebody who said that if you offer obeisances to someone while you're chanting Harinam, that is offense to Harinam. There's a story like that?
What I could not
understand. Yes, like that. Is offense to the holy name too?
So you should keep the Harinam and then Panchasal Pasarukhasya Sasindrukhyai Vata Patitanam Pahane Chodhu. You can't do anything. Jai Radhe Jai Krishna Hare Krishna Hare Krishna Bandhu. But not with that Malika.
Oh, now with the Malika.
Come on, that taking the Malika in hand and like it. This is it. If a man is chanting Krishna name and remembering past time and starting Radhika and Krishna, and if an ordinary person comes, then what to do? If he lift that Krishna seva, dual seva, and goes there, then it is offensive. Because Krishna and Krishna remember him. For them.